Today's daf is Erevin daf Nun, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of daf Memtes Amid Beis, the Gemara, Mailoi Omar Klum. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza and Ovadia ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yabadal Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So the Mishnah on daf Memtes Amid Beis discussed Misha Baba Derech. Somebody was traveling the Chashchaloi, and the sun began to set. It's Erev Shabbos, which means that this person is not going to be able to make it home on time for Shabbos. Not just that, he's going to be outside of the Tchum, which means that on Shabbos itself, he's not going to be able to go home. However, this person knew of a tree, he knew of a fence, meaning he knew the route between where he was and his house. But Omar, and he said, Shvisasi tachtov, I want to be kind of Shvisa underneath that area. What would that accomplish? If that becomes his makom shvisa, he'll be able to then go from there to his house, because his house, b'metzius, was within 2,000 amos from that tree. So he was within 2,000 amos from the tree. His house was within 2,000 amos from the tree. So he had a way to circumvent his predicament by saying, I want to be koina shvisa in that area. So the Mishnah said, lo yomar klum. If, however, he said, shvisasoi b'ikroi, I want to be koina shvisa, not generally underneath the tree, but rather at a specific part of the tree, the bark of the tree, for example, mahalich mimakam raglov, that ikroi alpayim amos. Then he's able to go from where he is up until the ikur of the tree, assuming it's within 2,000 amos, umiikroi vad beisay alpayim amos, and then he'd be able to go from the root of the tree until his house, another 2,000 amos. The point is, nimtza mahalich meshecha shecha arba salafim amos, he'd be able to make it home. So again, a person is traveling, he knows of a landmark that's on the route in the direction that he's going in. He says, I want to be koina shvisa in that area. He doesn't have enough time to get there. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. He definitely is not in a situation where he can put mazon shtei sudos there. Stating that, says the Mishnah, very big chiddush, that you could be koina shvisa in a place, even though you physically never went there, and you certainly never put mazon shtei sudos. However, there's one caveat, and that is, you have to be very specific in terms of the area that you want to be koina shvisa. So if the area you want to be koina shvisa is underneath a tree, and you say shvisasi tachtov, very generally, that's lo yomar klum. If you say shvisasi bi'ikaroi, I wouldn't be koina shvisa at the ik of the tree, at that point it's going to be okay. Now we're going to see in the Gemara, machlokes Rav and Shmuel, how to understand Pash Pshat in this Mishnah. We're then going to see two lishoinos, both in the name of Rabba, how to explain Shitas Rav's understanding of the Mishnah. We're then going to have a Tanya Kavasi the Rav, a Tanya Kavasi the Shmuel. So the Gemara is going to get involved in an intense discussion of the halacha of the Mishnah. But just one thing as far as background that's very important, and that is that the ratio of the Mishnah, where the person said, Shvisasi tachtov loy omar klum, hocha b'maya skinon, from the high level, the Gemara will get into it in a more granular level. But just big picture, is it's talking about where the tree was a large area. At the very least, it was made up of 8 amos. So if it was made up of 8 amos, we know that the makom of Kinyan Shvisa is a makom of Dalet Amos. Makom in the context of Tchumen is always Dalet Amos. So when you're Koina Shvisa, you're not just Koina Shvisa in one little area. It's a makom of Dalet Amos. That's always the definition of the size of the place where you're Koina Shvisa. The area underneath the tree was made up of at least 8 Amos. So if it was made up of 8 Amos, there's really 2 places underneath the tree that can fall into the definition of what you meant when you said Shvisasi Tachtov. So if you say Shvisasi Tachtov, this is an area of 8 amos. So is it this 4 amos? Is it that 4 amos? Lo yomar klum, says the Mishnah. If, however, you say Shvisasi Be'ikaroi, so now you're specific. You're specific in terms of a dalet amos that you want to be koina shvisa, then the halacha is it's going to work. Either way, in the ratio of the Mishnah, lo yomar klum. Zok tegumar, my lo yomar klum. What does it mean, lo yomar klum? Amar Rav. Rav said, lo yomar klum kol ikar. He gets absolutely nothing from what he said. Da afilu letachtov shel ilon leimatzi yosel. You can't go to any part underneath the tree. Meaning, being that you can't be koina shvisa in that way, as a result, you're stuck. And you can't go letachtov shel ilon. What's the chiddush of Rav? The chiddush of Rav is that, number one, you have absolutely no kinyan shvisa underneath the tree. Number two, you don't even have Alpayim Amo from where you are right now. Because really, if you had Alpayim Amo from where you are right now, why can't I go underneath the tree? We said that the tree was within your 2,000 Amos. Otherwise, what you're doing makes no sense anyways. The whole point is, you're within 2,000 Amos of the tree. The tree is within 2,000 Amos of your house. You're just more than 2,000 Amos away from your house. So if you create a Makom Shvisa between you and your house like this, you'll be able to get home for Shabbos. But being that Lo Yomar Klum, so Rav says you end up getting nothing. Meaning, not only are you not Koine Shvisa underneath the tree, but you're not even Koine Shvisa where you are right now. And as a result, you can't go to your tree. So what do you have? You're like a man without a tchum, which means you're stuck to your Dalai Lamas. What's the Svara? So the Svara Rashi says is, because once you said that you want to be Koine Shvisa someplace other than where you are right now, Akar Daitoi V'Liboi Mikan. You are Akar Daitoi V'Liboi from where the place you are. So you can't be Koine Shvisa. Had you said nothing, then at the very least, you would have had Alpayim Amo from where you are. You couldn't have gone home, but you could have at least gone to the tree. Over here, Lo Yomar Klum, that you can't even go to Tachtov Shal Tree. Why? Because I don't have a Makom Shvisa where I am, because I was Akar Daitoi V'Liboi from where I am. You also couldn't be Koine Shvisa underneath the tree, because you weren't specific enough, and it's for that reason you end up with nothing. But Shmuel Amar, Shmuel disagreed. Shmuel said, Lo Yomar Klum, when the Mishnah said that, what it meant was the base. Relative to being able to go home, you have nothing. Why can I go underneath the tree? That much I should be able to do. Now, what does Shmuel mean? Zok Rashi, very clear. Shmuel doesn't mean that I'm kind of shvisa where I am right now, and as a result, I'm able to go underneath the tree. Shmuel agrees with Rav that this person was akar daitei v'liboi mikan, and as a result, he has no kinyan shvisa where he is right now. Where Shmuel argues with is on the other point. Whereas Rav said that you have no makam shvisa underneath the tree, Shmuel says you do have a makam shvisa underneath the tree. Now, the tree is large. We said at the very least it's 8 amos large. So if it's 8 amos large, and a makam shvisa is dalan amos, so which dalan amos do I get? Meaning, he was unspecific, so we don't really know which part of the tree he was kind of shvisa. So is it this Dalai Lama or that Dalai Lama? So that Shmuel said is going to be a suffix. Meaning, v'nasa tachtav shalilam, we look at the area underneath the tree like a chamer gamel. What's a chamer gamel? So that's an Erevin way of saying it's a suffix. Meaning, we're not sure if it's this Dalai Lama, if it's that Dalai Lama. So if you're going south to north, is it the 4 amos of the tree that's closer to Darim? South, is it the 4 amos that's closer to Tzafin, which is north? And as a result, both Limdoi Menat Tzafin, if you want to try to cheshbin that you have Dalet amos from the Tzafin, Moidle Menat Darim, we're going to force you back. We're going to say, I don't know, maybe it's not Menat Tzafin, maybe it's Menat Darim. But Limdoi Menat Darim, Moidle Menat Tzafin. So at the end of the day, you're going to be stuck. So Shmuel saying, Loi Amar Klum, as it relates to going Lakula and being able to use any part underneath the tree to measure your 2,000 amos. Could you be Koine Shvisa in the tree b'kahai gavna? You can. Which part of the tree? That's where it gets tricky. So what does it mean, Layomar Klum? Layomar Klum means that if the math worked out perfectly, where you need to be at the edge of the tree in order to be within 2,000 amos of your house, then it's going to be Layomar Klum. If, however, any part of the tree is going to be within 2,000 amos from your house, oh, in that case, it's actually going to work out just fine. So what's the machloikis Rav and Shmuel? Again, this is the backdrop of the entire daf. What's the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel? When the Mishnah says that if somebody says shvisasi tachtov lo yomar klum, why? Because the area is made up of more than dalet amos, because he wasn't specific enough. According to Rav, lo yomar klum, he has nothing. You definitely don't have alpayim amos from where you are right now, because akar daitei v'liboi mikan. You also have no dalet amos underneath the tree, because you aren't specific. You end up getting nothing. Shmuel holds, I agree, you don't have alpayim amos from where you are, but you have alpayim amos from underneath the tree. Which part? I don't know. Because I don't know, you're a chamer gamel. So you always have to go l'chumra. You go l'chumra, maybe it's this dalan amos. You go l'chumra, maybe it's that dalan amos. And you work it out based on the laws of sveikas. But the point is that Shmuel argues with Rav, and Shmuel says, you are koine shvisa underneath your tree. So, I'm a rabbi, my time of the rabbi. What's pshat and rabbi? And Rashi, right in the beginning of the sugi, says, b'shleim ala Shmuel. I understand. Meaning Shmuel makes sense. Shmuel saying, at the end of the day, you were koine shvisa underneath the tree. We don't know which part of the tree. Okay, you're a chamer gamel. That's what happens when you have a suffix in the sugis of Tchumen. But Rav, why should I be not Koine Shvisa at all? At the end of the day, I said I want to be Koine Shvisa underneath the tree. We have a suffix, which part of the tree? Okay, so what's the problem? So the Gemara says two reasons. Rav said, Mishum Dolei Mesayim Asre. Because in Zalachin Hilchis Tchumen, that you have to zone in on a specific Dalai Lamas. And if you make a makom shvisa, and we don't know exactly what that makom shvisa is, this is the halacha of Truman, it doesn't work. Meaning, Eruv Truman is a chiddush, and the way this chiddush works is you have to pick a makom shvisa, and the makom shvisa has to be Messiah Asra. It has to be a defined place. Over here, it's not defined. It's a shtickle defined, but it's not defined enough. You need to literally get it to the Dalai Lamas. And if you don't have it to the Dalai Lamas, it's not good enough. You know, Pshana Rav is, it has nothing to do with Hilchas Truman, but rather it's related to a more general halacha, a very lumbish sugya. Because Rav was of the opinion that any time a person tries to create two chaloisin, that had he done them b'zeh achar zeh, the halacha is the second one would not have been chal. Then we say that if he tries to make them both happen at the same time, none of them are going to be chal. Kol she'ena b'zeh achar zeh. If I would do A and then B, we would say B is not chal, B can't come after A, it's enoy b'zeh achar zeh. Then if I do A and B at the same time, the halach is afil b'vasach ha'seinu, you don't have A, nor do you have B. What does that have to do with our sugya? A person can only be kind of one makim shvisa. You can have one Erev Truman. You can pick one Dalai Lamas. You can't have two sets of Dalai Lamas. All you're able to have is one set of Dalai Lamas. So if you make an Erev Truman, you're kind of shvisa Dalai Lamas, and now you want to be kind of second shvisa of Dalai Lamas, it doesn't work. It's ain't a bizarre chazeh. If that's the case, if a person wants to be kind of b'vas achas chesamos, you don't have anything. Because being that I can't get chesamis b'zeh chazeh, I can't do dalit and then dalit, so the halach is that if I try to do it at the same time, it's not going to work either. Now, there's a fundamental difference between the two pshatim that Rabbi just gave to explain Shitas Rav. What was the first pshat? Mishum dole messiah masri. He said the reason it doesn't work when a person says, I want to be kind of shvisa underneath a tree, is because it wasn't specific enough. The tree is a big area. You have to zone in on dalit amas. The second pshat was, because I couldn't get Dalet Amos and then another Dalet Amos b'zeh achazeh, so I can't get them b'vasachas either. And not only can I not get all of it b'vasachas, meaning 8 Amos or more, I can't even get Dalet Amos b'vasachas. So just in pshat, the difference is that in the first pshat of Rabbah, Rav seems to be saying that even though the person maybe only wanted to get 4 Amos, still it's not going to work. Meaning, what was this person's das? He wants the whole area underneath the tree, or he just wanted 4 amas? In the first pshat of Rabbah, Rabbah seems to be explaining Rav that we're willing to accept that maybe this person only wanted dalet amas, and dalet amas you're allowed to get. But being that loy mesai mas, right, he wasn't specific which dalet amas. As a result, he ends up getting nothing. In the second pshat of Rabbah, kol she'ena b'zeh chazeh, afil b'vasach chazeinoy, Rabbah is saying that the reason it doesn't work is because we assume that this person's das wasn't to just take 4 amas. He really wanted to take 8 amas. He wanted to take the whole area. And being that you couldn't do that b'zeh chazeh, you can't do a b'vasachas either. And not only can you do a b'vasachas, if you try doing b'vasachas, you end up getting nothing. But enechinami, if you tried only getting dalet amas, you'd get your dalet amas. Very obvious chiluk between the two pshatim that Rabbah said. In fact, this is what the Gemara says. My beinayu, what's the nafkemida between Rabbah's two timeim? Iki beinayu, the amal liknu li ba'arba amis migav shmoina. Where the person said, I don't want all 8 amis. He said, I want 4 from the 8. Man, the amal mishun doli mesayim asre. According to the first pshat in Rabbah, that the reason it doesn't work according to Rabbah is because he wasn't specific enough for the mesayim asre. Here too, he wasn't specific enough. He said, I want 4 from 8. Man, the amal mishun kol shein b'zachazeh, b'fil azachazeh, noy. But according to the man that said that because kol shein b'zachazeh, I feel b'vasach. So this over here would work. The Hachar Bam is coming. He doesn't want to get 8 Amos. All he wants to get is 4 Amos. So there's no reason it shouldn't work. Exactly the way we just spoke it out. But just from a bigger picture perspective, we have two taimim, both Rabbah, as to what Pshat and Shitas Rav in the Mishnah is. According to the first reason, it's an Erev Tchumen de Gehalacha. Mishum Doloi Messiahim Asre. It's a Svar that's only in a Geyer when you learn the Prokim and Mesechtes Erevin that deal with Tchumen. According to Rabbah's second Pshat, it's Kol She'ena B'zeach HaZeh, Afilu B'vazach HaZeinoi. It's really totally in a Sugi that the Gemara discusses in Mesechtes Nedarim, and the Gemara discusses in Mesechtes Kedushin, and there's a famous Reb Chaim and Sefer that you learn in Yeshiva on the Sugi of Kol She'ena B'zeach HaZeh. It's something that goes and touches on one of the real lumdish sugyas in Shas. Either way, the Gemara is now going to digress for an amid, and then return to the regular program. But for now, digress for a moment and discuss the klal of kol she'inu b'zeh ha'chazeh, afilu b'vas ha'chazeh. Zok di gemara guf, amar rabba, kol dova she'inu b'zeh ha'chazeh, afilu b'vas ha'chazeh, eish se'ya b'ayilu rabba, sabayas rabba kasha, marbi ben maestros. If somebody was being mafrish maestros, maestros we know is 10%. What if a person in one shot went, and instead of giving 10%, he gave 20%? He was marbi ben maestros. So peirois of misukonim, his peirois that he has, meaning the other 80% are misukonim, they're not going to be tevel, you could eat those peiros. Umasroisa mikukolim. His meiser, however, is going to be messed up. The reason is because he can't be mafresh meiser more than 10%. Truma Chazal never gave a shear for. Therefore, you find chita achas peteres sakri, the famous truvas noyde Yehuda that we've spoken at in the past. But there's no shear. Because there's no shear, say you can make more truma, you can give less truma, there's different midas. Meiser, it says in the Torah, meiser is miloshen me'eser. It's 1/10. That's what mice is supposed to be. So you can't be mafrish more than 10%. So this person that now was mafrish 20%. So that 20% that he has is going to be problematic. It's mikul kolim. The reason is, it has in it a taruvis of meiser, which he's not supposed to eat, and a taruvis in it of what's not meiser. And as a result, it's going to be mikulkol. But one thing is clear. It's chal the meiser. How do you know it's chal the meiser? Peirois of misukonim. And the first part of the brisa already tells you that it was chal the meiser. What's the kasha? If you wanted to be mafrish 10% meiser, and then be mafrish another 10%, would the second 10% be chal? No. It's enoi b'zeh achazeh, because once you mafrish meiser, you can't be mafrish meiser anymore. So if you mafrish 20% b'vaz achaz, it also shouldn't work. Because we should say, kol she'enoi b'zeh achazeh, afil b'vaz achazeh, and it means nothing should be kal. So that was a bias kasha to Rabba, let me kol she'enoi b'zeh achazeh, afil b'vaz achazeh, enoi. So he told it back, shani meiser, de'isei l'chatzah. No, the way this works, when a person is marbe b'meisrois, he means to be mafrish half of every chelek that he was mafrish, which is the 20% that he was mafresh. Meaning it's only half of the 20%. It's really only, it's 10%. And being that it's only 10%, it's for that reason that it's going to work. The Omer Tiktish, Palgo, Palgo, the Chatzah, Kacha. Because if a person wants to be mafresh a half of every chita, it's something that can work. So if someone takes 20% and he says, I want this to be meiser, the reason it's chal meiser is not because we have 20%, cent of meiser, you can't have 20% of meiser, but the gedder advarim is that we assume that half of every chita that he took out is what's kaddish, which is exactly 10%. So it has nothing to do with kol shein b'zeh achaz afilu b'vas achaz. That's if you're mafrish 20% of meiser. No, it won't be mafrish 10% of meiser. Frankly, more about meiser behemah, another kasha. What about meiser behemah? The less of the chatzalam, you can't be mafrish a half of behemah for meiser behemah. So what's meiser behemah? A siri yi kaddish, that every 10th behemah is kaddish. But Omar Rabba, some have the gerus of Rabba, yatsu shnayim basiri. What happens if two animals came out at the same time basiri? V'karn asiri. So the halacha is asiri ve'echad asa mu'ravin zebezeh. So we say that one is the asiri, the other one is not the asiri, and you have to treat one of them as ma'isa behemah. You don't know which one is ma'isa behemah, so you have to treat them both as ma'isa behemah. But what's the point? The point is you can't be mafrish ma'isa behemah for the 10th and the 11th. It's kol she'ena b'zeh achazeh, and you see b'vas achaz, one of them is ma'isa behemah. That's a steer to Rabbi's klal of kol shein b'zeh chazeh filu b'as achazeh noy. So he wants a shani ma'ase behema disa b'zeh chazeh b'tois. Even though ma'ase behema l'katchilo you can't make b'zeh chazeh. Once you have a siri yekodesh, the 11th one is not kodesh anymore. It's not possible. But there is a way for the 11th animal to have kedusha as well, and this is b'tois, and this is based on a mishnah that the Gemara quotes in a bunch of places in Kachem. The Tanan Karlachi Yasiri. What would be if a person was being mafish ma'ase behema and the 9th animal went tachas hashevet, and the person was a little fachadet, and by mistake he called the 9th one the 10th one. He said asiri yir kodesh, and then he chapped. He said, "Oops, no, this isn't the 10th. This was really the 9th." So then, when the 10th one went out, ula asiri chi, he called that one the 9th. And then when the 11th went out, ula achad asa asiri, he called the 11th one the 10th. Says the Gemara, shlashta mikudashim. All three are going to be kodesh. Why? The first one, even though it's the 9th one, is going to be kodesh because he called it the 10th. The 10th one, even though he called it the 9th, is going to be kodesh because it is the 10th. And the 11th one is, even though it's the 11th one, is going to be kodesh again because he called it the 10th. So what do you see from here? There's a musag that the 11th animal that goes tachas hashevet could have kedusha. So on some level, it is b'zeh achazeh. Being that on some level, it's b'zeh achazeh. So therefore, it's not included in this klal of kol she'ena b'zeh achazeh, afilu b'vas achazeh. And that's why if two would go up b'vas achazeh and you makdish it, one of them would be kodesh. Veit gemara nacha kasher toido, the lesser b'tos. What about the korban toido that was lesser b'tos that doesn't have this idea idea that sometimes you could be makdish more of a carbon taida b'taos, the less of b'zachase, and you can't be makdish a b'zachase. So what point of the carbon taida are we focusing on? So the carbon taida was brought together with 40 breads. 30 of them were matzah, 10 of them were chametz, but it was brought with 40 breads. What if somebody wanted to be makdish more than 40 breads? You can't do it because it's 40. 40 breads get kedusha as a result of its connection to the carbon taida. If you want more of that, you can't just be makdish bread. So obviously it's not going to be kaddish. So that's pashut that it's less of bezechazah. Not just that, it's less of a tois. There's no metzias where, like with maisa behemo, the 11th one could have kedusha, the 9th one could have kedusha. No such idea that because of a tos of some sorts, maybe you'd end up having kedusha on more than 40 of the lachmei taida. Yet v'itmah, we learned, taida shenishchat al shmeinim chas. What happens if the carbon taida was brought, and it was brought on 80 chalas, not 48, Chizkiyah, my Chizkiyah said, Kitshu Allah, mem mitoich shmoinim. 40 to 80 are going to be Kaddish. Rabbi Yochanan said, like Kitshu Allah, mem mitoich shmoinim. That none of them are going to be Kaddish. Either way, so Abaya asked Rabbi Akasha from Chizkiyah. Incidentally, Chizkiyah was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe. So if there's a machloik is Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Chizkiyah, as Dr. Rebbe, usually. But either way, so his question was from Chizkiyah, that Chizkiyah holds, Kitcha lo mem mitoich shmoinim, why are 40 out of the 80 going to be Kaddish? It's ain't a bizarre chazer, because if you are makdish 40, you can't have another 40 after that. So if it happens with Asachas, it shouldn't work either. The Gemara says, Itmar Allah, Amar Rab Zeira, some have the Girsa, Amar Rab Yeshua ben Levi, that there was a whole Kimta made in that Machloikis, and as a result, it has no Shaychis to the Sugi of Kol Chain of Asachas, I feel of Asachas. What was the Kimta? How come everybody agrees, Hechad Amar the Kachu, Arbama Teich Shmoinim the Kachu? Everybody agrees, if the person said that I want 40 of the 80 to be Kaddish, it doesn't work, meaning 40 will be Kaddish, but not 80. Like Kachu Arbam, Elim Kain, Kachu Shmoinim, Kule Amalipliga, the like Kachu. If the person says, I only want 40 to be Kaddish, if 80 are going to be Kaddish, so you're not going to have Kiddush on 40. Why? Because obviously 80 are not Kaddish, and if 80 are not Kaddish, you can't have 40. The key plegid, Machlaikis was Bistamma. If a person was just Mafresh at Stamma, this is the punchline what we need. Mar Sava Lachrayas Kamechavin, Valtanai Aisinu. The reason Chizkiyah holds that all 80 are Kaddish is because we assume that he was Mafresh the other 40 as a backup. There's a concept in Kachim that a person could be Mafresh a behema, or in this case, chalois, he could be mafresh something, give it kedusha, and its whole purpose is a sub. It's a backup. If I need it, I'll use it. It's hufrash le'achrayas. And Chizkiyah says that we assume that's what the person wanted. Again, he did it stoma. If he stipulated, so hakomoydim, hakomoydim. We're talking about where the person didn't stipulate anything. The carbon gold, the carbon. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I assume this person just wanted to bring a rebbish of carbon. He wants not 40 chalas, not yitbeis chalas. He wants 80 chalas. Oh, you want 80 chalas. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. You can't do that. It's ain't a bezach hazeh. V'kol she'ain't a bezach hazeh. Afilu bezach hazeh. Either way, that concludes the Gemara's digression as it relates to Rabbi's second Hezber and Rav, that lo yomar klum because kol she'ena b'zeach hazeh, afilu b'vasach hazeh. So again, we had a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel had to understand the ratio of the Mishnah. Misha baba derech, v'chosh choloi, v'yamaka ilan egeder, v'omar, and he said, shvisasi tachto. He didn't pick a specific part underneath the tree that he wants to be koina shvisa, but he said, more generally speaking, he said, shvisasi tachto, and this area was a larger area. We're about to get into the specifics of how large it was. But at the very least, it had in it, presumably, at the very least, 8 amas. So did he mean these 4 amas? Or did he mean those 4 amas? So says the Mishnah, lo yamaklum. What does lo yamaklum mean? Rav says, lo yamaklum, the person has nothing. He zichet doesn't have a payim amah from where he is right now, because akar taitoi v'liboy mikan. He also doesn't have any area underneath the tree, because he wasn't specific. So if you're not specific, you end up nothing. Why? What's the svara? Either because it's halacha, they have to be mesayim asri, it's a tumin de galacha, or it's related to the shastin of kol she'ena b'zach hazeh. I feel with Vasachas and Shmuel argued. Shmuel said, no, you definitely have 4 amis underneath the tree. Which 4 amis? I don't know. So how does it play out? Tachlis. What's my Erev? What's my Tchun? Chamer Gamel. So you always have to go to Chumrah. I don't know, maybe somebody gets schlepped from the front, somebody gets schlepped from the back. You're a Chamer Gamel. But regardless, as the Gemara Amar Abaya, so going back to Rav Shita, so Abaya made the following comment. He said, this halacha was only said if the area underneath the tree was 12 amos. Avo pe'ilon she'en tachtav yubeis amos, but if the area underneath the tree was less than 12 amos, hare miktsas beisoy nika. Very big chiddush. So he said if the area is less than 12 amos, then you're going to be okay. And the reason is, and the Gemara is going to ask on this in, literally, in the next words, but the words, al kaponim are, that we assume that this person was kind of the middle part of the tree. And if we assume that you were kind of the middle part of the tree, so you were kind of the middle dalet amos. So if the area is less than 12 amos, and you were kind of the middle dalet amos, so that means that the areas to the right and to the left, the other part of the tree, where you're not being kind of shvisa, its 4 amos overlaps with your 4 amos. Because if the area in total is less than 12 amos, and you have now kinyan shvisa in the middle dalet amos, so that means by definition, the areas to the sides are each less than 4 amos, which means that their 4 amos overlaps a little bit with your 4 amos. And being that that's the case, Harry mixes basically nicker, there's an overlap, Ayin Rashi, and once there's an overlap, so now you can be koine shvisa. Now it's all good. Maskel, Rav Huna Brei, Rav Yeshumi, my debar b'mitziyosikum asayim. I mean, this is all good if we assume that you were koine shvisa in the middle 4 amos. Dilma barbe dahai gisa, ubarboi dahai siki kum asayim. How do you know that's where you were koine? Elam Rav Huna Brei, Rav Yeshumi, clarify. No, loy shanu, elisha ein bi. The only time Rav's halacha is true is if the area underneath the tree was at least 8 amos. But if the area underneath the tree was only 7 amos, that's where you have the svara. Over there you have the svara because whichever dalet amos you have, it's going to for sure overlap with the rest of the area underneath the tree. So even though you weren't mesayim asrei, you weren't specific which dalet amos underneath the tree you want, but at the very least, you for sure know that every single part underneath the tree is going to be part of your dalet amos. Meaning you didn't identify all the dalet amos, but you can say for certainty that there is no area underneath the tree that's not going to be a chelik of your dalet amos. Because wherever you plop your dalet amos, you're definitely going to get a part of it. It's for that reason, says the Gemara, that's the svara that this should work. And suddenly the achronim speak out that this seems to work really according to Rabbah's first pshat. That Rabbah said, my time of the Rav, Mishum Dolei Messiah Masri. So over here, on some level, there is a Messiah Masri. However, according to Rabbah's second pshat, of Kol She'en B'Zach HaZeb, Filu B'Zach HaZeino, Yesh Lion, whether this teretz is going to work, either way, Zok de Gemara. So we have two pshatim, how to understand the Mishnah Lo'yom HaKlum. We have Rav, we have Shmuel. Shmuel de Gemara assumed was Poshet. Rav was where the whole pilpul of the sugi was. Is it because of Messiah Masri, a Truman Svar, is it Kol Shein Vasach Hazeh, Apil Vasach Hazeh, Zachti Gemara, Tanya Kavose, the Shmuel, and Tanya Kavose, the Rav. There are really two Brises that seem to address this issue, and at first glance, one Brise seems to support Shmuel, and one Brise seems to support Rav. Zachti Gemara, Tanya Kavose, the Rav first, Mishba Baderech, a long Brise, somebody was traveling, like in the case of the Mishkav, Chashle Tzar, getting the Kvayim, Akilon, a Geder, Va'omer, he said, Shvisasi Tachtov, Loya Marklo. So far, that's the Mishnah. But let's say he picked a more specific area. He's allowed to go up until that place. When he arrives at that place, he's allowed to walk around that entire area. And from that area, from the outskirts of that area, we was kind of shvisa, he could walk 2,000 amas. Now, the Gemara inserts the very important fine print. This is only true if the area that it was kind of shvisa was a makam mesuyim, meaning it was an area that was surrounded by mechitzas. That's what Rashi says. Kigoyin sheshavas betel. It's on a mound. Shugavoy yutvachim v'umidalet amis v'beis asayim, and it's between 4 amis and beis asayim. V'chein bikoshe amukayud. Or if you have a valley that was 10 tvachim deep, v'himidalet amis v'beis asayim. Avo b'makam she'ein mesuyim. But if the area that he was kind of shvisa is not mesuyim, ain't lo yela dalet amos, then all he's going to get is dalet amos, right? It's a little intimidating, these two lines, but it's really very pashut. Because as it relates to tchumen, if you're kind of shvisa in an area, so you get dalet amos. Unless the area is mukav mechitzas. If the area is mukav mechitzas, then you can get that whole area. How big or small does that area have to be where it's not? From dalet amos up until beis asayim, then if the area is mukav mechitzas, it's considered one big place. Bottom line is if a person was traveling and he says, I just want to be kind of shvisa underneath the tree, leyom makom. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. That's easy. And we don't know what that means. Rav Shmuel, it's an intense sugya explaining the Mishnah, but the line is straight out of the Mishnah. The next part is okay, assuming you were more specific, so now you get your dalet amos. What does that mean? Or now you get your Kinyan Shvisa. What is the Makam Kinyan Shvisa? If the area is not surrounded by mechitzas, it's just dalet amos. That's what the Makom Kinyan Shvi'is is. So you can go up until there, there's a Makom Dalet Amos, and then from there you have your Alpayim Am. If that area was Mukaf Mechitzas, and it's within an area where the Mechitzas are going to work, from Dalet Amos until Beis Hasayim, all good. Either way, this is what we need. Hoyishnayim. Let's say there were two people. Echad Makom, Echad Shein Makom. One person knew an area, the other person didn't know an area. Meaning there was Reuven and Shimon are walking together. Reuven knows of a tree, knows of a landmark where you could be kind of shvisis, Shimon doesn't. So Zesh ain't a marker. The person that doesn't know, Moshe shvisas in a marker. He could tell the person that knows, you know, do me a favor, be my shliach, take care of this for me. V'amaker oimer shvisase b'makom ployni. And then it's going to work. Meaning, you can only do this if you're marker, unless you have a compadre that you're traveling with, and he's makir. So then, even if you're not makir, it's still going to be okay. But this again is only good if the area that you identified was very, very specific, and the area that you identified was Dalet Amos Shakova. Avaloi Sayim Dalet Amos Shakova. But if you couldn't zone in on Dalet Amos, loy yazuz mimkaymoy. And this is the punchline: you can't move. So again, we had a braisa that was marchav on the halach of the Mishnah, threw in a few other details, but the first line of the Mishnah was, and then the Mishnah gave examples of how you could make it work, and then at the very end, when it doesn't work, what does it mean? Whose shita is that? It's Rav Shita. So it's Tanya Kavasi the Rav. Shmuel says you could go. You're just a chamer gamo. We just don't know what part of the tree you have, and you always have to go to Chumro. But this is a mafurish braisa like Rav. So is this braisa tuf to the Shmuel? The Gemara says, no, I'm a lach Shmuel. Shmuel's going to tell you how my skin on. Here we're talking about going to ikam mimakim raglov va'ad ikroy trei alfi va'arba garmidi. It's talking about where there's a part of the tree that's more than 2,004 amos away from where you are. Why 2,004? 2,000 is the Tchum Shabbos, but you always have your 4 amos. So it's not really 2,000 amos. It's to the edge of your 4 amos, and it's 2,000 amos from there. So the point is being that part of the tree is outside of 2,004 amos, and assuming that that's where your Erev is, you're going to be outside your tchum. And it's for that reason, if you're specific, it's going to work. So there's some intense rashis on this Gemara, as you can tell. But Pashup Shana in this Gemara is that even though Shmuel holds that if you make your Erev underneath the tree, it's fine, even though you weren't specific. Now it's a suffix, which part of the tree? You're a chamer gamel. But at the same time, you're going to get something. That's only if the entire tree, at the very least, was within your tchum. But if part of the tree was outside of your tchum, the kivan kigoin, and this is the mashal, zum Beispiel, right? It's an ikimta. The ikam imakim raglavat ikre trei alfi vabar garmidi. There's a part of the tree that's more than 2,004 amos. Once there's a part of the tree that's outside of the tchum, Shmuel agrees, then I can't make this work anymore. Now I would need a specific area. If I don't have a specific area, so Shmuel said, yeah, I agree. This Bryce is Rav. No question it's Rav. But I don't think it's a steer to my halacha, because I could always make a kagayin. I could always make an akimta. The part of the tree was outside of the area that I'm able to walk to. Once I make the akimta, it's all good. Okay, so this was the Tanya Kavasi the Rav, and Shmuel deflected. The Tanya Kavasi the Shmuel, what was the Bryce that supports Shmuel? Tavi, Erev, L'shtei Ruchos. If somebody made a mistake, he thought you can make an Erev in two different directions. He thought that Friday night I'll go in this direction, and then Shabbos day I'll go in another direction. He thought it's something you could do. Or he told his chevret, suve irvuli, go and make an erev for me. Echad irvav l'tzafim, echad irvav l'darim. One did l'tzafim, one did l'darim. Mahalach l'tzafim keiruv l'darim, l'darim keiruv l'tzafim. So what you could do is, if there's any area that overlaps between these two eruvin, that's okay. The imitzu all. What if you're stuck in between? Meaning there's no area that overlaps. Then you can't walk. But what do you see from here? Again, a very long rashi at the very end of the Amid. But you see from here one thing, that there's a concept that I can have a tchum, an Erev, without really knowing where my Erev is. Because I have one Litzofen, I have one Lidarim. It's okay, I'm a Chamer Gamol. I'll end up taking the best of both worlds. Or at the very least, any area that overlaps between the two tchumim, that's what I'll end up getting. We don't say you get nothing. No, you do get something. So what do you see from here? You see Shmuel's halacha. Meaning, if Rav is right, in the first Lishna, I'll go upon him, just keep it simple, the way Rav explained Rav, that If you like Masai Masra, you end up with Eretz Chum. So why does this work? The Teretz is, you see from here, there's a concept that it does work. So the Gemara says, Lema Teav, the Tufta de Rav, is this a Tufta de Rav? So the Gemara says, yes. However, Rav Tanahu Polig. Rav is a Tana. Rav is allowed to argue. Notice, for Shmuel, the Gemara had to come on to an Akimta. Kegoy, in a whole mushel. For Rav, no, Rav Tanahu Polig. Because Rav and Shmuel, even though they were Bali Plukta, and even though Rav and Shmuel are synonymous throughout Shas, but at the same time, Rav had a koyach that he was a tanu polik. Shmuel did not have that koyach. He wasn't a tanu polik. One more gemara. Amash shvisasi beikroy. What if the person said that I want to be koyin shvisa underneath the tree, but he didn't just say shvisasi tachta. He picked a specific part underneath the tree. Mahalik mimakam raglav at ikroy alpayim mamu umiikroy lebeisay alpayim mamu. Nimsa mahalik mishachshecha dalal alpayim mamu. So you can end up making this work. Amar Rava. So Rava said a very important caveat. V'hudachirat leikroy mati. The only time a person can be koyin shvisa Erev Shabbos, in an area that he physically hasn't gone to, or a place that he didn't put Mazin Shtei Sudais in, assuming he's specific, because otherwise Lo Yomar Klum, whatever that means, but otherwise you're a Lo Yomar Klum, that's only if at the very least you could have gotten there had you tried. Meaning, had you ran, you would have been able to get there. But if it's an area that you have no way of getting to, which is physically not possible for you to get there before Shabbos, then you can't be Koyin Shvisa there. You can be Koyin Shvisa in a place that you're physically not there, unless there is a hechatimtza for you to be able to get there. Meaning, if you can get this, just go. No, the chiroid, Mati, you would have to run. He's not interested in running. It's Erev Shabbos. Amalei Abaya, v'chashchaloik tani. It doesn't sound like that way from the Mishnah. Right, what did the Mishnah say? Misha baba derech v'chashchaloik. It sounds like it's getting dark, and he's running out of time. So the Gemara says, no, chashchaloik besa. It means it's too late for him to be able to get home. But who says he can't make it to the part of the tree that he wants to be koyin shvisa? Rava said, Chashchaloi ki maski kali kali. Rava said that when the Mishnah says Chashchaloi, it means it got too late for him to be able to walk and get there if he goes in a galasana way. Meaning, Chashcha doesn't mean Chashchaloi beisai. Chashcha means to the place that he wants to be koyin shvisa. So let him just go. The Teretz says, no, he would only be able to get there if he went quickly. He doesn't want to get there quickly. That's enough of an excuse for him to be able to make the Erev. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef have a gazli borcha. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef are once traveling together. Only Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi told Rabbi Yosef, Tehei shvisosenu tusei diklo desabalacho. He said, I want to be koyin shvisa underneath the tree. Picked a very specific tree. Which tree? The one that's leaning on its friend. Some say tusi dikla the park mari mikarga, the tree that produces a lot of fruit that allows the owner to pay his taxes from all the income that it generates. Amale. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef told Rabbi Lo Yadanale. I don't know which tree that is. Amale. So he told him, smaych alai. That's fine. You don't have to know. I know, and I'll do it for you. The Tanya learned to the Brayser. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, Moishnayim Echa Makir Echa Sheinim Makir. If there were two people traveling together, one person knew of a specific area, the other person didn't. Zesh Sheinim Makir, Moishes Shvisasim Lamakir. Zesh Makir Oimer Shvisasim B'Makom Ployni. And you see, it's going to work. So what did Rabbi do? Rabbi quoted a Brayser. Which Brayser did he quote? The Brayser that the Gemara brought on Daf Nun Amud Beis. This was the Tanya Kavasi, the Rav Brayser. It was a long Brayser. And one of the things it said was that if two people are traveling together and one person knows of a specific area, the other person doesn't know of a specific area, he could be Moise Shvisase to his friend. But he added one Knech, very important Knech. An important Knech in the context of the raid that we've been speaking about the last few days, and the raid that we'll speak about, as Bezos Hashem, in a few moments. And that is, he added a name to the Brayser. He said, Rabbi Yosi Yomer. Rabbi Yosi is the one that said it. And the Gemara says, Valoihi. Like Tano Leker Rabbi Yosi. It wasn't really Rabbi Yosi. So why then did he say Rabbi Yosi? You know, I did it. Because he wanted Rabbi Yosef to accept what he said. Because Rabbi Yosef is Nemukayimai. We always pass like Rabbi Yosef. So if you can invoke Rabbi Yosef, this is a whole different story. Not all Brises were created equally. And if you can say that this is a Rabbi Yosef, I mean, Rabbi Yosef was afraid that, you know, Rabbi is his bar plukta throughout Shas. So he's worried that, you know, he's going to tell him about a Brisa. So the next thing you know, he's going to argue with the Brisa. So Rabbi told Rabbi Yosef, we can make this work. And he said, not only can we make this work, I have a Brisa that's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the Mukayimoy. Rabbi Yossi is the one that Rav Hillman said, Eliyahu HaNavi said, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, in Brochis Dav Gimel Amad Aleph. Why? Because Eliyahu HaNavi has no Kayach Himsak. Because Torah is Leib HaShemayim. And Rabbi Yossi is literally on the other side of the spectrum. Rabbi Yossi is the Mukayimoy. Rabbi made up a halach in the name of Rabbi Yossi because he wanted Rabbi Yosef to be Mekayinu. If he says Rabbi Yossi, the Mukayimoy, that's the end of the conversation. But either way, exhale. So just two or three auras, depending on how much time we have, as it relates to some of the raid that we've been talking about over the last few days. And that is just a continuation of Daf Mem Vav and Daf Mem Zayin that talks about Klali Apsak. And the truth is that we have two really important Klali Apsak in the Daf that we just learned. I mean, really, it's throughout Shas. But we have two right here in the Daf that we just learned. Number one, Rav Tanahu Upalik. Number two, Rabbi Yossi Imai. The rule is that Rav, even though he was an Amora, was allowed to argue with a Tana. It's a very big chiddush. Because we know that in Talmud Bavli, all the Chachamim were divided into two groups. There were Tanoim and there were Amoraim. The Tanoim are the Chachamim that are mentioned in the Mishnayis and the Brises and the Teiseftas and the Sefris and the Sefras and the Teiras Kayanim. Tanoim. The Amoraim were of a later generation, later generations. They were the ones that composed the Gemara, the Talmud Bavli and the Talmud Yerushalmi, which essentially was a commentary on the Mishnayos and the Brises and the Teiseftas and the Sefros and the Sefris and the Teiras Kayanims. The rule is that an Amoira is not allowed to argue with a Tana. Why? In Kamakoimai. But an Amoira can't argue with a Tana. Even though a Chacham of a later generation is allowed to argue with a Chacham of a previous generation, but at the same time, an Amoira is not allowed to argue with a Tana. There's one very notable exception throughout Shas, and that was the Amora Rav. Rav was a Tanu Upalik. There's a discussion in the Poiskim whether it was only Rav. This is Gemara about Rav Chia, maybe all the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, also Ve'en Kamakayimai. But this is a cloud, we had it in today's daf. Rav Tanahu Upalik. Even though Rav was an Amora, you can't say Tanya Kavase de Shmuel and then say Tiufta de Rav, because you could always pull out of your pocket this cloud of Rav Tanahu Upalik. We mentioned last week that whenever there's a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the halach is like Rabbi Yochanan. Whenever there's a machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, the halach is like Rabbi Yochanan. The Ritva Mesechtes Ksubis, Daf Ches Amud Beis, asks a bomba kasha. He says, let's do a little bit of math. Rav was an Amora, stating that Tanu Upalik. He was allowed to argue with a Tanu. Rabbi Yochanan, in contrast, was also an Amora, yet Rabbi Yochanan is not allowed to argue with a Tana. There's no Rabbi Yochanan Tanu Upalik. Rav is a Tanu Upalik. Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tanu Upalik. It would certainly seem then that Rav was greater than Rabbi Yochanan. If Rav can argue with a Tana, and Rabbi Yochanan can argue with a Tana, so Rav seems to be greater than Rabbi Yochanan. Yet, the klal is that whenever there's a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, halacha ki Rabbi Yochanan, beyad afta alam an aleph, so freik the ritva, he says, I don't understand. Doesn't make sense. Rav is a Tanu Upalik. Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tanu Upalik, which would seem to suggest that Rav was greater than Rabbi Yochanan. Mi idchki sebeya daftalan am an aleph. Rav Rabbi Yochanan halachik Rabbi Yochanan, which would seem to suggest that Rabbi Yochanan was greater than Rav. So fake the ritva. Which one was it? Was Rav greater than Rabbi Yochanan? Was Rabbi Yochanan greater than Rav? I have a stira in two klolim that permeate Shas. Rav Tanu Upalik, not Rabbi Yochanan. Sounds like Rav was greater. Rabbi Yochanan. And Rav, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, which would seem to suggest that was Rabbi Yochanan was greater. Says the Ritva, bezel shoynoi. V'had the kaimel on Rav Rabbi Yochanan halacha k Rabbi Yochanan mishum the Rabbi Yochanan chacham tvei. Really, Rabbi Yochanan was greater than Rav. Elo the loy mistaya le milsa le ismuche b'tanoi. However, for whatever reason, loy mistaya le milsa. I don't know what that means, but loy mistaya le milsa for him to be able to argue with the Tanoim. However, Rav was mistaya le milsa, and that's why he was able to argue with the Tana. Says the Ritva, this whole idea of Tanu Upalig, you have to know what this means. Mistaya le milsa. Rav had it, Rabbi Yochanan didn't have it for whatever reason. Do you want to know who was greater? Rabbi Yochanan was greater. It has to be because Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Allah Rabbi Yochanan. So it must be that really Rabbi Yochanan was chacham tvei. Now the truth is that over the years we've touched on this point that Rav is a Tanu Upalik, Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tanu Upalik. Yet Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Allah Rabbi Yochanan. And the truth is in Rav and Shmuel alone you see this because Rav is a Tanu Upalik today's daf. Shmuel's not a Tanu Upalik also in today's daf. Yet whenever there's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, it depends. If it's a shiloh of Issa the head, then we passing like Rav. If it's a question of Dine Mominus, over there we passing like Shmuel. So just because it's Rav who's a Tanu Upalik and Shmuel's not a Tanu Upalik doesn't necessarily mean that when there's a machlokes it's Rav and Shmuel, the halacha is going to be like Rav. If it's a question of Dine Mominus, learning above a Kam, above a Metzia, above a Basra, that halacha is always going to be like Shmuel. So how do you make sense of this? The Ritva doesn't discuss Rav and Shmuel, the Ritva discusses Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Same kasha, but the Ritva discusses Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and the Ritva says that you have to say Mishum de Rabbi Yochanan Chacham Tvei. So I'm just thinking one Dover Chadosh, maybe you could say on this topic, and that is the Chavis Yar in his epic tshuva Tshuva tzadik dalet, hafeichba vahafeichba dekulaba. So when he goes through his different klali apsak, so one of the klalim that the Chavis Yar discusses, what happens if you have a machloikis between Ravina and Ravashi? So Ravina and Ravashi were the two latest amirahim. And they were the two amirahim that, of course, they finished, didn't start, but they completed the Shas, the Chesimus HaTalmud was done, Al Yedei Ravina Ravashi, and they're often synonymous with each other. Why? Because they together are the ones that are responsible for Talmud Bavli, the way we have it right now. Stating that, Ravashi was Ravina's Rebbe, and the Makar to that is actually a Gemara Masechtas Erevin that we're going to see in the coming week. But either way, Ravashi was Ravina's Rebbe. Stating that, the Rosh in Masechtas Kedushin says that if there's a machloikas between Ravina and Ravashi, we paskin like Ravina. We don't paskin like Ravashi. So Freit the Chavis Yor, he says, I don't understand. If Ravina and Ravashi were contemporaries, but they weren't regular contemporaries, Ravashi was the Rebbe, Ravina was the Talmud. So why is it that we would paskin like the Talmud over the Rebbe? Just to be clear, this idea that we paskin like a Rebbe over a Talmud, in contrast to the concept of paskining like the Basroi, Rebelli, is a specific idea, a specific concept of paskining like a Rebbe over a Talmud. And really, exhibit A for that is we had the Klolam on Daf Memvav Amidez. Halacha k'Rebbe mechaveroi. Halacha k'Rebbe Yosef mechaveroi, or maybe mechaveroi. Halacha k'Rebbe Kiva mechaveroi, or maybe chaveroi. But the point is, Halacha k'Rebbe mechaveroi. What about from his Rebbe? The Rishonim speak out, Halacha k'Rebbe mechaveroi v'loi mirabbi. There's a special carve-out in all these calling for a Rebbe. A Rebbe and a Talmud argue, usually the Halacha is, we're going to follow the Rebbe. So either way, Freit Chavis Yor, he says, I don't understand. If Ravashi and Ravina were Rebbe Talmud, why did the Rosh say that if it's a machloikas Ravina Ravashi, we pass like Ravina, who's the Talmud, why don't we pass like the Rebbe Ravashi? And the Chavis Yor says, a dover noir. He says, venerally tzastam. He says, because Ravina came from Eretz Yisrael. Ravashi came from Bavel. Avira de Eretz Yisrael, ahani leila Ravina, ayim menachis tafman bezom en aleph. A dover chadash. He says, you want to know why? Because Ravashi was from Bavel. Ravina's going on Eretz Yisrael to Giyid. He came from Eretz Yisrael. We know Avira de Eretz Yisrael is machkin. And being that Avira de Eretz Yisrael is machkin, so he said, ahani leila Ravina, in koyach apsak. Avira d'Eretz Yisrael's machkin. And we say that's why there's an idea of you're considered smarter, and that's why the halacha is going to end up being like Ravina. The truth is, this chiddush that the Chavis Yor says, that v'nirali k'tzas tam ki avira d'Eretz Yisrael lahani the Ravina, so I found in the Megodim Chadoshim for Rav David Yoel Weiss. And this is later in Masechtas Erevin on Daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph. He brings this Chavis Yor, and he says, the truth is, even though the Chavis Yor didn't quote it, but Kedarki Bakoidish, Rav David Yoel Weiss, with his tremendous Bekiah, says that this is something that he already found in the Rishonim. He found it in a Melchames Hashem, that's the Ramban, in the third parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. The sugi over there is some of the festa sugis in Shas, Mitzvah Srichas Kavano, Hayashim Beshmini Besukha Yilaka, Bal Toysev, so it's really in the Gishma. And the Machamas over there is discussing a machloikas in the Gemara between Rabbi and Rab Zeira. And he says, who do we passing like? If there's a machloikas, Rabbi and Rab Zeira. Rabbi and Rab Zeira. Do we passing like Rabba or do we passing like Rab Zeira? Says the Machamas Hashem, we passing like Rab Zeira. He says, you want to know why? Number one, Rab Zeira was the Basroi. He was a little later than Rabba. And because he was a little later than Rabba, so there's a svar of Iyu Adif, Lemifse Kavase. But then says the Muhammad, I'm going to tell you another reason. He said, because Rab Zeira famously came from Eretz Yisrael. Rab Zeira went to Eretz Yisrael. Right, Rab Zeira was trying to go to Eretz Yisrael, so he was avoiding Rab Yehuda. Rab Zeira was an Eretz Yisrael de Giyid. Rabba lived in Bavel. Avira d'Eretz Yisrael machkim. And says the Melchames Hashem that because Reb Zeira had Avira d'Eretz Yisrael and Rabba didn't have Avira d'Eretz Yisrael, as it relates to Psak Halacha, it's for that reason that Ravina, that Halacha is like Reb Zeira, the Halacha is not like Rabba. But either way, says Reb David Yoel Weiss, this Yisoy that the Chavis Yor says that we pass on like Ravina over Ravashi because Ravina was from Eretz Yisrael, Ravashi was from Bavel. So what? Avira d'Eretz Yisrael machkim. And this gets into the the weeds of Klalei Apsach, you find it already in the Rishayim. Machlek is Rabbi and Rabzeir. We pass like Rabzeir over Rabbi because Rabzeir was an Eretz Yisrael Degeyid, as opposed to Rabbi who was a Chutzlar Eretz Degeyid. I was thinking that maybe that's a little bit of an oimik of why an Amoira can argue with a Tana. Because again, it's not clear why the Amoiram can argue with the Tana. It's a Kesef Mishnah in the second Perek in Hilchas Mamrim in the Ram. We've spoken about this in the past. There's nowhere near enough time for us to even go down that road. But it's not Poshid why an Amoira is not allowed to argue with a Tana. The Kama Kumas in Nishtabru to try to explain it. So I was thinking, the Tanon, if you go through the Tanon in Shas, where did they live? All the Tanon lived in Eretz Yisrael. Kamat. The Tanon was Teretz Eretz Yisrael. It's clear. I mean, the word Tanon that came, Pahil, for example, came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. But for the most part, all the Tanon that we have, I think, were primarily from Eretz Yisrael. The Ikka Torah in this man of the even though there was so much Torah in Bavel, there was always Torah in Bavel. From Churban Bayis Rishon, there was a tremendous amount of Torah in Bavel. In the beginning of Bayis Sheni, everybody stayed in Bavel. Nobody even wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. We know that. That's why the Shechina wasn't Shoyer in Bayis Sheni, because there were so many Yidden that remained in Eretz Yisrael. But if you go through the Chachmei HaTalmud, who are the Tanon? Where did Rabbi Akiva live? Where did Rabbi Eliezer live? Where did Rabbi Yeshua live? Where did Rabbi Tarfon live? Where did Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi? Even the earlier Tanon, they all lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Tanon with Torah Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was the last daughter of the Tanon. He was Nifter, and after that you have the Amiram. We're the Amiram. For the most part, the Amiram lived in Bavel. So it could be that the Torah of the Tanon was Torah Eretz Yisrael. The Torah of the Amiram was already Torah Chutz La'aretz. Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim. It defines the whole Tkufa. The Tkufa of Tanon is Tkufa as Torah Eretz Yisrael. The Tkufa of the Amiram is Tkufa as Torah Chutz La'aretz. Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim. The Amiram is not allowed to argue with the Tana. Ulay, Adavar Chadash. But regardless, as it relates to the Ritva's Kasha, the Ritva's the Kasha, Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand. Rav is a Tanu Polik. Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tanu Polik. So why if there's a Machlek is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan? The Teretz is because we know that Rabbi Yochanan was the Mora da Ari Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan was the Gadol Adar in Eretz Yisrael. He was the Reb Chaim Kanievsky of Unzer Adar. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. Umisham Teitzei Torah. He was the Lishkas Agazes. He was the Sanhedrin Agadol. That's who Rabbi Yochanan was. Rav went to Babel. Yeah, he was in Eretz Yisrael. That's true. That's true. He was in Eretz Yisrael. But Rav, Chiyasa Rav Babel, he spent his Iker years in Bavel. Rav was in Bavel together with Shmuel. Said, could be Enochinami. I don't know who's Chochem Tvei. I mean, the Ritva says Chochem Tvei. But it could be this in Akuda, just like we pass like Ravina over Ravashi. Why? Because Avira Deretz Yisrael Machim. We pass him like Rav Zeir over Rabbi says the Mulcham is why? Because Avira Deretz Yisrael Machim. We pass him like Rabbi Yochanan over Rab. Why? Because Avira Deretz Yisrael Machim. That's the first Torah. The second Ha'ara is on the topic of Klalei Apsach. So we mentioned, speak out something in Yonah D'Yoyma instead. So just one other Ha'ara as it relates to Yonah D'Yoyma. And that is, we spoke a little bit over the last few weeks about the Gemara in Mesechtes Brachos, Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says, it says in the Torah, V'inisem es nafshoi seichem, betisho lachoydesh bo'erev. You're supposed to fast on Erev Tisha B'Av. B'tisha l'chodesh b'erev. Fake the Gemara, b'chi b'tisha m'sanin. Malay b'asar m'sanin. Everybody knows you fast on the 10th day of Tishrei. You don't fast on the 9th day of Tishrei. Elo lo ima l'cho, kolo eichel v'shoyse v'chi. If somebody eats and drinks on the 9th day of Tishrei, ma'lo olav ha'kosov ki ilu m'sana chi v'asiri. It's considered as if he fasted chi v'asiri. So it says in the Torah, v'nisa m'sanaf shoy seichem b'tisha l'chodesh. Chalila to think that it means that you're really supposed to fast on the 9th day of the month. What it means is you're supposed to eat on the 9th day of the month. However, if somebody eats and drinks on Tes Tishrei, it's going to be nechshav as if he fasted chiv asiri. So this came up a few times recently. Number one, we mentioned the Shibali Haleket. The Shibali Haleket said that why were Chazal so maflig in this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? It's such a big mitzvah. He says, because the tzedukim, we knew, took the Torah Shel B'Ksav literally. And it says literally in the Torah, it says you're supposed to fast by Asiri. So you know what the tzedukim used to do? They used to fast on the 9th day, and they used to fast on the 10th day. Says the Shibali Alekhet. Anything that the tzedukim did by following the pashtus of the Torah Shel B'Ksav, when Chazal were oikrif what the tzedukim did, they were oikrif to an extreme. L'hoitzim ilibin shal tzedukim. So Chazal didn't just say, don't fast b'tisha. They didn't just say there's a mitzvah. They were maflik. They said, kolo'ichol b'chi ma'lo olav ha'kosov ki'ilu misan et chi v'asiri. This was all l'hoitzim ilibin shal tzedukim. Another ha'ara that we spoke at recently as it relates to fasting on Erev Yom Kippur was Rav Kivega Shaila. Kivega had a Shaila. If somebody can't fast ba'asiri, does he still have a mitzvah to eat bichi? What about Noshim? Do Noshim have the mitzvah to eat bichi? Do we say it's a mitzvah's essay, Shazman Geroma, so maybe they don't have it, or maybe it's a chelik of the mitzvah of fasting, ba'asiri, so maybe they would have it. Rav Kivega brings the shayla, it's a short chuvas Rav Kivega, and he says, Tzorich in le'esapnai. He says, I simply don't have any time, v'meilam blaibin tzorich in. And we spoke at a chuvah from the Ksav Sofer, who was Rav Kivega's grandson. So the Ksav Sofer said that Ateris Kena b'nei banim, he said, my Zayd Rav Kivega didn't have time to go through the noisei, and he blaibin tzorich in. He says, I have time, and Ateris Kena b'nei banim, I want to be Marchiv on the Sofik Rav Kivega. He wrote a beautiful tshuva. We spoke at the whole tshuva on Daf Chav Zayin. We spoke at the whole tshuva. But either way, this is the idea that Kol Oichel B'Chi U'Mesane B'Asir Mal Olav Akosov Kilo Mesane Chi V'Asir. But it always bothered me. What's this Mal Olav Akosov Kilo Mesane Chi V'Asir? Like, what's so special about fasting Chi V'Asir? Somebody takes luliv on the 15th, 16th, and 17th day of Sukkot, of Tishrei, it's Mal Olav HaKosov, as if he took the lulav of the whole Chodesh Kislev. That wasn't doing anything. Why are you trying to fast, bitchy? What is the Torah trying to give us here by telling us Mal Olav HaKosov, Kilo Misana, Chi Vasir? It says in Torah, you're supposed to fast on the 10th day of Tishrei. 10th day of Tishrei is Yom Kippur. If you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, now it's getting me Mal Olav HaKosov, Kilo Misana, Chi Vasir. What's the maila of Mala Olav HaKosov, Kilu Misana Chi V'Asiri? So I was thinking, Ulai, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tainus. The Mechaber over there discusses people that did Averos, and because of the Averos that they did, they want to take upon themselves Tainus. So says the Mechaber, in Simin Tov Kuf Samaches, Siv Kotten Dalet, Yesh Misha Omer, there's somebody that says, Sheshnei Yomim, V'shnei laylois ritzufin. If somebody fasts 2 days and 2 nights ritzufin, yesh lahashvoisam b'mem tainiyos she'en ritzufin. It's the equivalent thereof to fasting 40 tainiyos. Means if somebody has an obligation to fast 40 tainiyos, someone has to fast 40 tainiyos. So you could do it the long way. You could fast 40 tainiyos. Or you could take the short scenic route. What you could do is you can go and fast 2 days ritzufin, shnei yomim v'shnei leilois, and that's going to be nechshav as if you fasted 40 tainis. Unbelievable chiddush. It comes from Kadmoinim, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Simit tov kuf samaches of katan dalet. Fasting 2 days ritzufin is nechshav as if you fasted 40 tainis. It's brought down in all the Sfarim that Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur is are Yomei Ratzin. How many days are there? There are 40 days. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li is soifei tevas. Yud, 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 yud. It's the gematria of 40. These are the 40 days of Yemei Ratzin. We spoke a lot about li. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. The Megala Amukah is in Parshas Balak. Li is also the gematria of 40. There's an idea of 40 days of Yemei Ratzin. 40 days where a person has the ability to be meschaber, to come very, very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It starts Shchay Deshavu. That's the psicha, with the first Kiyah Shofar, Shchay Deshavu. That's when the Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li starts. That's when there's Oiros of Ratzon that comes down to the world where a person has an ability of Dirshu Hashem being Matzai Kro'u B'Yosek Karev to develop a certain closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it builds, it goes from Elul to Rosh Hashanah, to Aseres Yemei Tshuva, until it hits the apex, and that is on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the end of these 40 days of Yemei Ratzin. The Sfarim say that there were tzaddikim that held that really a yid should fast all 40 days. You should fast the whole 40 days, from Shchodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. These are 40 days of Yemei Ratzin. Now, it's a problem because you have Shabbos in between, you have Shchodesh, you have Yontif, so there's a cheshbin of how the tzaddikim used to do it. But there was an inyan of 40 Tanesim. Why 40 Tanesim? Because there's 40 Yemei Ratzin. And if there's 40 Yemei Ratzin, there's an inyan that you're supposed to have 40 Tanesim. So maybe that's what it is. It comes Yom Kippur, we're going to fast Yom Kippur because we're mortals. You can't fast 40 days. However, Chazal said that if somebody eats on Erev Yom Kippur, it's Ma'ala Olav HaKosov Ki'ilu Misana Chi V'Asiri. It's as if he fasted Chi V'Asiri. What's the significance? Why are you trying to fast Chi? Who asked you to fast chi? What's the milo of fasting chi? You know what the Teretz is? If you fast chi vasiri, so you have two yomim for two leilois ritzufim, so now it's nachshav like 40 tanesim. It's nachshav like 40 tanesim. Now you just fasted from Rosh Chodesh Elul all the way until Yom Kippur. Now already you're on the madrega where you just captured the 40 days. The 40 days of Yemei Ratzon, the ani, l'doidi, v'doidi, li, yud, the li of Aboim. This idea that the tzaddikim used to fast 40 days, so you're able to get a mal all of akos of ki'ilu, which the Chacham Tzvi says maybe means even literal. Ki'ilu, there's another ki'ilu, by the way. Here's a ki'ilu, misane chi vasiri, that it could be, it's literally nechshav. So what's the inyan of fasting, eating chi, fasting asiri, so that it could be mal all of akos of ki'ilu, misane chi vasiri? It could be, it's for us to be able to get the tiniest of 40 days, the tiniest of all the Yemei Ratzon.